In the name of Jesus, who is Lord over every authority, amen. Have the same mindset as Christ. After Christ was baptized, the Spirit filled him and drove him out into the wilderness. There in the wilderness, Christ was tempted and tested. For 40 days, he did not eat. He repeatedly said no to his flesh, and he was very, very hungry. In the midst of this great suffering, Satan came to Christ and urged him to turn stones into bread, to use his power to unnaturally make food for himself. Christ said no, and Christ suffered in the flesh. Then Satan took Jesus to the top of the holy temple in the holy city and told him to jump down, for the Lord had promised to send his angels to protect him. Christ said no, and Christ suffered in the flesh. And then Satan took Christ and showed him all the nations and kingdoms of civilization and urged him to take their power. Christ said no, and Christ suffered in the flesh. Then later, when Christ was being arrested, he refused to fight back, and Christ suffered in the flesh. And when Christ was being accused and attacked during his trials, he refused to say a word to defend himself, and Christ suffered in the flesh. And when Christ was being crucified, he embraced it, and Christ suffered in the flesh. The earliest Christian creeds and confessions of faith summarize the whole life of Christ with this single phrase: he suffered. Suffering is inevitable. It was even inevitable for Christ, and we are not greater than him. We cannot avoid suffering in life, no matter how much we may want to. Life is going to hurt. There will be pain. There will be disappointment. There will be waiting. There will be suffering. We can either face it and embrace it and suffer according to the Creator's will, or we can try to fight it, try to run away from it, which will only compound, magnify, and increase our suffering. Suffering is part of the Lord's judgment, his good judgment that is fixing, healing, and maturing all of his creation. This judgment is not some future thing. It is here now, the scriptures tell us. Peter says, the judgment has come, and it is beginning with the Creator's own people. We can either lean into the judgment of the Creator and pass through the suffering, or we can try to resist it, avoid it and run from it, and get swept away into more eternal suffering. Christ embraced suffering. He resisted the flesh, which desires to avoid suffering. When we embrace suffering, we are no longer living for the desires of men, but instead we are living for the Creator's will. To embrace suffering is to reject self-indulgence. Peter urges us, the time for participating in the desires of the nations has passed. The world around us is being carried away in a flood of self-indulgence. In the world's efforts to avoid and run away from suffering, it is drowning in fleeting pleasures and storing up even more suffering down the road for itself. If we resist the urges and desires of our flesh and embrace suffering today, the judgment of the Lord today, then we will rise above this flood of self-indulgence around us, and we will be safe in our Creator's hands, even as we suffer. As Peter put it, the one who suffers in the flesh has stopped being selfish. And therefore, Peter urges us this morning, have the same mindset as Christ. What kind of mindset did Christ have? What was Christ's attitude that led him to embrace suffering and not to run away from it? As Christ lived his life in the flesh, he embraced suffering with faith, hope, and love. In faith, Christ humbled himself. In hope, Christ cast his worries on the Lord. And in love, Christ served and forgave others, even his enemies who were hurting him. This mindset allowed Christ to find joy and peace in suffering. The mindset of Christ starts with faith, which is humility. It is our arrogance that thinks we can avoid suffering and that we deserve to have no suffering in our lives. Faithful humility instead recognizes that suffering is a great teacher and that it helps to shape us into the image of our Lord. And therefore, Peter urges us, clothe yourselves in humility. When we embrace the fact that we are just dust, mere clay in the potter's hands, we can accept and embrace daily suffering. Christ also faced suffering with the mindset of hope. Hope stops trying to control and fix everything around us. Hope places everything into our Heavenly Father's hands. And therefore, Peter urges us, cast your worries and anxieties on the Lord. We must stop carrying and holding on to our fears, worries, anxieties, cares, and concerns. Instead, we must give them over to the Lord in hope. We are not strong enough to carry worries and anxieties, but the Lord is. When we are unburdened with our worries and anxieties, when we hope in the Lord with our whole mind, heart, and soul, our suffering becomes light. But when we carry our worries and anxieties on our own, in hopelessness, our suffering becomes intolerable. And finally, we must approach suffering with the mindset and attitude of love. Peter urges us, above all, love each other. Love is our purpose in life. Love is our purpose in suffering. Love is what we have been called to and made for in suffering from beginning to end. So have the same mindset as Christ. Faith, hope, and love is the mindset with which Christ faced life. It is how he faced suffering head on. The only way we can find this new attitude, this new mindset, is through turning our whole attention to the Lord in prayer. Peter says, be focused and self-controlled in prayer. When our eyes, our minds, our hearts, our souls are completely focused on the Lord, giving him our full attention, we are merged and united with him. Christ's mindset becomes our mindset. Christ's attitude becomes our attitude. We too can face life and its suffering with faith, hope, and love. And when we do so, we will not only endure suffering, we will find joy in suffering. Peter says, rejoice as you have communion with Christ's sufferings. And Christ himself tells us that we can find joy in suffering. Rejoice, he says, and be glad, for your heavenly reward is great. And James writes to us, face your troubles with all joy. There is no greater joy than doing our Father's will. And when we live the life that he desires for us, saying no to our flesh and yes to his will, we will suffer. We will suffer greatly. But there is joy in this suffering, because our Father is with us, he is carrying us, he is walking with us, and he is giving us the strength to persevere through it. Have the same mindset as Christ. What is your mindset as you approach your life every day? What is your attitude as you face the inevitable suffering that life throws at you? Are you facing the suffering that comes at you with the mindset of faith, hope, and love? If you try to handle life and tackle all of its troubles on your own, trying to fight them, resist them, avoid them, you will make yourself miserable. But if you pursue faith and humble yourself, if you pursue hope and cast your worries upon the Lord, and if you pursue love and serve everyone you encounter, then you will be able to find joy in the midst of the inevitable and unavoidable suffering of life. The key to joy is not removing suffering. The key to joy is not having an easy life. The key to joy is not having life go your way. The key to joy is the Lord. The key to joy is having the same mindset and attitude as Christ Jesus. The key to joy is an attitude and mindset of faith, hope, and love. You can either suffer in the long term by running from suffering today and indulging yourself in saying yes to the desires of your flesh. Or you can joyfully suffer today by saying no to your flesh and following the will of your Heavenly Father. You will suffer either way. You can fight the suffering and be miserable, or you can embrace the suffering and find joy in its midst. It all depends on your mindset. It all depends on your attitude. So have the mindset of Christ, and you will find joy today in all things, even in your suffering. Amen.